Jane Day for breakfast, live right across Mackay with Sundays here. Triple M, 25 degrees, McEwen Beach after 6 this morning. Luke Boner from the night shift on the air. I've been asked yesterday, reminded about the psychic thing, tour. Remember I said I could be the next John Edward?
Yeah, here we go again. Yep, sure.
So I think we should lock in a time and a place, maybe get 4 or 5 people.
Right.
In a COVID-safe environment.
And you want to do like a reading for all of them or just...
No, we'll just have the people in the space.
Okay.
In the space. And then we can... I can determine if I can feel... yeah. Even if it's sure. Like our staff members, because we don't know a lot about our staff members here, but...
Yeah, well, look...
At worst case scenario, I could get them into the boardroom, you know?
Oh, I think you could probably pack out... the mech.
Pack out the mech.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, in a COVID way, in a COVID-safe way, you wouldn't be able to sell every single seat that they got there.
No, no. But, you know, we'd have to find a space that we can do it and, you know, just kind of feel it. So,
why don't you set yourself up at the psychic expo when it comes to town?
I'm going to. That's my plan. Oh, okay. My plan's going to do that so I can do those commercials like see you at the seesaw, Cindy. We'll see you at the expo, Chucky.
Yep.
So I'm going to give it a test now.
Okay. Right?
So I'm going to zone in. I'm playing this music so it's not so quiet.
Sure. Should I shush?
No, you can talk a little bit for a second.
Okay. I can't take you seriously.
I'm trying to concentrate.
Yeah, I'm trying not to laugh.
So I'm going
to
try and pick up something from Dave.
Oh, here we go.
All right. So I have a G name. Like a G name.
A G name.
A G name for you. Now, this is being serious. So, it's not a gag.
Yeah, no, lay it on me.
So, you got a G name, as in Glenda, Glennis, Gladys, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That I'm picking up.
Sure.
Very, very strong. Very strong name.
Right.
So, from family, I'm feeling like grandmother, great-grandmother, something like that has passed. Not with us.
Yeah, right.
Not with us.
Okay. Well... One is starts with an R, my grandmother.
No, it doesn't necessarily need to be your grandmother. This is what the thing is. So it needs to be like somebody older who would be like, you know, a family friend or somebody who's old like that. So
that has passed.
Yes.
Okay.
Glenda, Gladys.
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
I think there might be at somewhere. Yeah.
Okay.
It could be Greg. Who knows?
No, it's definitely a female. It's a female. I'm getting pink. Okay. I'm getting pink. Like a G name.
Right.
So Gwenda, Glenda, Gladys, that kind of old person, old woman kind name.
Oh, I think you might be onto something. Yes.
Who's
that? Who? It's like a second or third aunt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was her name?
I can't remember, but okay. I know it started with a G.
I'll take that as a win. Curly hair, glasses, thick Coke bottle glasses.
Aren't they all?
No.
At that stage?
I think you're taking the P out of my skill here.
Right. I think the one you're talking about is a V, not a G.
No, it's definitely a G.
It's
this
a
is
G.
A G name.
Okay. Yeah. I'd have to look into the family tree that way, but you might be onto something.
Okay. G.
Who told you?
No one. No, that's what I picked up.
Really?
So you clear your mind. You wouldn't get it because you don't have the gift. So you've got to clear your mind and it comes to your mind. I have actually been studying this over the last few weeks.
Right. So. Okay. Yeah, you might be onto something there.
Okay.
I think that was just a random thing, though.
No, you know, it's not.
I don't believe any of this.
We'll create something. We'll try and get some people into a room and then I'll see how we go.
I'm up for that. No problems.
Okay. Can you do some research on the Gwenda Glenda thing?
I'll give it a go.
All right.
Because I know there's a few people that I can ask about that sort of thing. They've got
your
mum,
Heather.
Got the family tree, yeah.
Heather, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, get them to send it through to me. I'll do some research and then I'll surprisingly know all the names on your family tree the next time I do a reading for you.
It's not hard. Oh, I'm picking up a G. I'm picking up a G. Oh, come on. That's
pretty
random.
Specific, though. It was specific.
Oh, you could say, I'm picking up an S.
Luckily, I didn't say you're picking up syphilis. Like, that would be... Jane Day for breakfast. Our top today, 30 degrees here, Triple M.